Thanks for listening to the Lunch and Learn with Dr. Barry, here to help educate, motivate, and put you on the right path to take control of your health through weekly discussions on topics in the medical field, public health arena, and in your community. And now your host, Dr. Barry.
Welcome to another episode of Medicine Mondays. Yours truly, Dr. Barry Pierre, and I got a question. This is the first quarter of the year is already come and gone. And I gotta ask, like, are New Year's resolutions come and gone with it? I know it's only April. I know that we had goals and aspirations to live healthier, lose weight, make more money, whatever they were. But when that clock struck 12 in the year 2024, the question is, have you kept the promise to yourself that you made right after Christmas? That you say, you know what, this is going to be the year that I change. So this episode, we're going to be rehashing those memories, right? I want to make sure you get that happy feeling back, especially if you're on the road where, like, yeah, Dr. Pierre, I kind of went off a little bit. And I want to help get you back on it because I know and understand that accountability is so extremely important. So welcome to your accountability partner here, Dr. Barry. And let's talk about our New Year's resolutions and how to keep them. So by the year 2025 comes around, we can look back and say, man, I'm so glad I did. You know, I kept that promise to myself. So let's talk about the first quarter of the year. And let me give you a stat that I hope helps decrease some of that anxiety and that maybe a little sadness that you may be experiencing after, you know, catching an introduction. 80%, again, that is 80. 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February. So 80% of New Year's resolutions don't even make it out of the first quarter of the year. And I hope that information, especially if you're on the side where, hey, you know what? I told myself I want to do A, B, and C. I didn't even finish A. If you're on that side, I want you to take some type of like, okay, I'm not the only one. Because a lot of times, especially when we are trying to make a change, whatever that change is for, whether it's living healthier, losing weight, gaining weight because you're trying to gain some muscle, right? Whatever the goal is, whenever we have a goal and we don't succeed at the goal, a lot of times we take it on the chin like, oh, everyone else is succeeding at their goal. Everyone else is killing their New Year's resolutions and I'm the only one who's not. So I hope that the 80% stat is enough for you to say like, okay, I'm not the only one. Because a lot of times thinking you're the only one is the reason why, one, we don't finish our New Year's resolutions like we're supposed to in the first place. And two, we won't even start. We won't even start trying to make the change because we feel like, all right, the weight of the world is on my shoulders. I ain't gonna do it. Like, and it's easy for me not to do it. It's easy for me not to say anything about it, which is typically why a lot of you guys in New Year's resolutions are typically quiet. They're typically silent. I have a lot of patients who, when they're talking to me about their New Year's resolutions, like, you can tell they get excited. And I always ask, hey, what made you want to tell me about your New Year's resolution? They said, doc, if I don't tell someone, I can fail myself silently. And I'm okay failing myself silently. But like, now if I tell someone, I got a little more extra pressure. And some people need that little bit of extra pressure to kind of get them to where they need to be, right? So I want to talk about this aspect, right, of why. Because when we're going to talk a little bit about why and some of the reasons why people New Year's resolutions fail, I want to bring you back to November, December, whenever you decided, hey, I'm going to make a declaration of change, which is all what a New Year's resolution is. Of course, I think a lot of people center it around that date because obviously it's New Year's, fireworks, a new year's changing. So they say, new year, new me. I'm pretty sure you've heard that phrase. So I think a lot of people will always center it around the beginning of the year because, hey, you know what? That is a good marker to say, hey, like, I started it on this specific time frame. Let's look to see what we're at the end of the time frame. So I want us to bring us back, right? I want you to think about what type of thoughts and feelings and emotions you were having when you decided, hey, I want to make a change, a difference for the better. Right? I'm assuming it's not the worst, right? Like, what were the thoughts that were crossing in your mind? Who were the people that were around you that made you say, yeah, I want to do something different? What were the events that occurred that made you say, you know what? I want to do something different? Because we all have different stimuli. We all have different things that motivate us to say, hey, I want to do ABC. C or D, and I want to do it starting next year, right? We all have these reasons, and no initial stimulus is better than the other, right? I have to tell my patients and friends and family members all the time, like, you need to have some type of why to get you going, but it doesn't mean that my why is so much better better than your why, right? It doesn't mean that my why is so much stronger than your why. Everyone has their own personal why. When I'm here doing my quarterly checkup, which I will be doing, y'all, I want you to start thinking about like, okay, November, December, I was feeling this way and I knew I wanted something different out of myself, something different out of my situation. And because I wanted something different out of my situation, like I said, you know what? 2024 is my year. I wanted to make sure we touched on that.
Sorry to break your concentration. I know you're probably knee deep into today's episode, but do not forget, check out our Lunch and Learn community store, shop.drbarrypierre.com. Remember to use the code EMPOWER10 and make sure you are leaving us a 5-star review, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Because I think that's so important before we get to the whys and fails and everything else, because a lot of times we forget it. And the second we forget our why, like it's over, she wrote, right? Again, I talk about one of my favorite attendings all the time, Dr. Kanner, who talked about as a physician, the most important question you can ask is why. The most important question you can understand is why. Because once you understand the why, everything else makes sense. So in medicine, he said, hey, you know what? You're a resident. I was a lowly resident at the time. Shout out to residents. But you're a resident. You don't know much. So the only thing I want you to learn and understand, yes, you know, there's medications, thousands of treatment options, like thousands of pathology. Yes, you're going to get that. But if you understand why these things happen the way they happen and how they affect the person that is happening to, you'll become the best doctor you can be. And that's something that I've always took right on the mantle. Right? I say, you know what? Whether it be high blood pressure, high cholesterol, if I don't understand why this thing's happening, it's going to go over my head. So I had to understand why. So when we talk about our New Year's resolutions, recognizing that there is always some why that triggered you to do it. Maybe the why is I had a friend and family member that said, hey, let's do this. We're going to make more money this year. We're going to work out 3 times a week. Like there's always something there. And typically what happens by the first quarter of the year, and of course, unfortunately, thinking about that stat at 80%, by mid-February of the year, that why is tend to be forgotten. And because we forget the why, guess what? We forget our New Year's resolutions. We forget the motivation behind it. We allow, hey, you know what? I'm gonna do this tomorrow. I'm gonna do that tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes, right? Like that's what's so sad, that the tomorrow that you say you're about to start back working on your why, AKA working on your New Year's resolutions, never actually come. I want us to, again, put us back in that mental time frame. And the reason why I say November, December, because that's typically when we think about our New Year's resolutions. I'll tell you, y'all know me, I'm always going to give the personal aspect of it, right? Usually when we're thinking about a New Year's resolution, right, typically, especially for me, it's always been about losing weight. Like, hey, doc, I need to lose some weight. One, right, because I look kind of funny telling my patients they also need to lose some weight, right, when they're looking with their hypertension, their diabetes, their high cholesterol. Fortunately, I don't got none of that stuff yet, but I don't want it, right? Because like, I take care of plenty of patients with it. And I'm always thinking about this around November, the same time frame, because what's what? You're around family, you're around friends. You know, it's typically a happier time. There's a lot of food around, right? That's what I'm thinking about. Like, yeah, you know what? I need to do a little bit better about my dietary intake, right? So I can make it to the end of next year, right? Like, and as I get older, I turned 41 this past Christmas, right? I'm a Sagittarius, right? Shout out to the Sagittarius in the building. You start realizing that you have more years behind you than you may have in front of you. And if you want to extend the years you have in front of you, and especially extend them in a way that you're actually enjoying it, who cares to extend the years in front of you if you don't actually enjoy the years in front of you? If you're old, you're hobbled, you're crippled, you're debilitated. No, I don't care about having a whole bunch of years in front of me. If that's the case, no, I want to have good years in front of me. And if you want to have good years in front of me, the changes have to occur. So that's typically what I'm thinking about, right? And that's where my why gets generated. That's why when I look at my kids and I see them growing up super fast, I say, man, I got to be here for a good majority of these years. Let me stop playing games, right? So the question is, like, how many of you have told yourself in November, December, I'm going to stop playing games. I'm going to do better for myself, whatever better for yourself means, because remember, it's different for everyone. I'm going to do better for myself because, again, I know that there's not as many years in front of me as there may be the many years behind me, right? Like, if that's you, if you're especially my YouTubers, make sure you comment on that. I want to make sure I'm getting everything going on. So let's talk about some of the common New Year's resolutions. I think it's important. I do think it's important important to have some of the commons. The typical ones we always think about is, hey, doc, I want to make more money. Who doesn't want to make more money? Especially in a time like this, who does not want to make more money? Doc, I want to increase the time I have with my family. Doc, I want to vacation more. Doc, I want to live healthier. Doc, I want to lose weight. Or doc, I want to get, you know, more fit. Like, these are some of the common things that typically go down in that November, December time frame that you say, this year is my year. And 80% of y'all by mid-February say, you know, maybe next year is my year, right? Think about that. And so these are great goals to have, right? Yes. Who doesn't want to make more money? Everybody. Who doesn't want to live healthier? Everybody, right? Who doesn't want to be more fit? Whatever more fit means, whether it's losing weight, gaining muscle, who doesn't want to do these things? Who doesn't want to spend more time with family, right? Who doesn't want to vacation more? Who doesn't want to relax more? These are things that, like, you're like, yeah, Dr. Pierre, of course I want to do that. So it's important for us to understand when we have these New Year's resolutions and we think about our why has to be attached to something positive. So that's why in April, I got to come to you guys and say, hey, remember those positive things that you wanted at the start of the year? Like, you can still have them. And guess what? I'm knocking on your door just in case you might have, you know, had a detour. I'm knocking on your door to get you right back in your path, right? Because that's what needs to happen.
This week's episode is brought to you by the Autism in Black Foundation, which is hosting the 4th annual Autism in Black Conference. This year's theme is Bridging the Gap, which is helping to celebrate our unique experiences, cultivating a community of understanding while building a brighter future together. Autism in Black Conference is designed by and for the Black autism community, centering on our needs, experiences, and aspirations. The conference looks to provide a safe and supportive space where Black individuals, families, professionals, and advocates can all come together to learn, share, and empower one another. For more information, including how to purchase tickets for the virtual conference, please check out drbarrypierre.com/AIB2024.
We'll talk about some of the reasons why people who are in the 20%, right? Think about that. Who are still chugging along with their New Year's resolutions. Again, we'll talk about some of the failures. They didn't expect their New Year's resolutions to come all the way into fruition by April. They knew that, right? They were aware of that. And because they were aware of that, they knew that, hey, you know what? February was kind of tough, but I'm here. I'm still going down the path that I need to go to. Again, this is why we're here. This is why you check out Medicine Mondays, y'all. You got your accountability partner, Dr. Pierre, who's willing to check in on you from wherever you're at. Leave in the comments. Let me know where you guys are watching or listening to this from. Wherever you're at, you're here because you want to get to whatever that destination is. Be a more relaxed by the end of the year. Have more vacations by the end of the year. Spend more time with family by the end of the year. Have more money by the end of the year. Lose weight. Gain, you know, muscle, fit, workout, whatever the thing is. You wanted to do that, but you knew that, hey, it was probably going to take a year to do it. So this is why I got to say a New Year's resolution, because I knew I need some time to change. But a lot of you guys forget by mid-February. A lot of you guys run into the same obstacles that kept you from those goals the year prior. Same obstacles are there. And that's what typically happens. It's not like those obstacles ever go away. It's just that when you hit them, you're like, oh, it's back. All right, I'm done. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll take care of it tomorrow. I'll read more tomorrow. I'll study more tomorrow. I'll work on my skills more tomorrow. Like, we don't want tomorrow. We do not want tomorrow. We are not going to continue to put off things till tomorrow that we can do today. That's what I got to say around that, right? So let's talk about the why, right? Like, and again, I asked this question, right? Why do you think yours failed? Because we got to get personal when we're looking at our New Year's resolutions. Ask yourself this question. Pause the video or pause the podcast. However you're listening to this or watching this, ask yourself, why did my New Year's resolutions fail? Or why did I jump off the train? Why did I detour? Why did I divert? Like, what is it? Like, what was the cause? Because not only do you need to understand the why of why you wanted to do your New Year's resolution in the first place, especially, and I'm talking to the 80% folks, you have to ask yourself, why did it fail in April? Why have I already started talking about tomorrow in April? Because if you don't come to head, like if you don't hit it head on, if you don't yell out publicly, like verbally say, like if you don't do one of those things, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to improve. No behavior pattern is going to work, especially a change in behavior pattern, if we don't acknowledge the things that are in its way. Especially this part of the episode, I want us to think about, hey, what was it that caused me to detour? And we got to be honest with ourselves. Even if the honesty makes us point a finger at ourselves. You know what? Dr. Pierre was me. I'm the reason why. And a lot of y'all don't want to do that. A lot of y'all don't like pointing at yourself. So you point at everything else. It was, you know, child's mother, they're the reason why. Like, oh, the job, they're the reason why. Oh, time, they're the reason why. Oh, my car broke down. Oh, that's the reason. Like, a lot of you will point at everything else why your resolution failed without taking any blame personally. And typically what happens, especially with the why, a lot of it is because we won't even take the personal accountability to say, hey, this is what it was, right? This is what it is. Let me list some of the reasons why it's noted, right? So I want you to ask yourself, right? Put it in the comments. If this is something that hits you on the head, right? Why New Year's resolutions fail? So one, lack of planning. How many of you guys said, you know what? I'm going to start this New Year's resolution in January. Had no clue how to even start the process to get a new certification or to find the local gym. You didn't even know how to start the process, right? You didn't even know how to keep the process going. So lack of planning is a big one. Number two, lack of support system. Ta-da! This is why you're here. This is why you watch Medicine Mondays. This is why you listen to the Lunch and Learn with Dr. Barry podcast, right? Because you didn't have a support system before. You just set it out in the world like, hey, I want to do this. I want to do Blake. But you didn't have a support system to fall back on when that roadblock that we knew the roadblock was coming, because if the roadblock wasn't there, you would have already did it. Think about this. For your New Year's resolutions, the reason why you have to make it a New Year's resolution is because there's roadblocks in the way that kept you from doing. So if you understand that, you understand that the roadblocks are going to be there. I got to be able to have someone to lean on, aka the support system, when those roadblocks arrive. Some of you are just consciously saying, you know what? I'm not ready. But you say that subconscious, verbally, out loud, you say, hey, I'm ready to lose some weight. I'm ready to make some money. I'm ready to spend more time with my family. You say that out loud. And, you know, for the most part, sound pretty confident doing it. Subconsciously, though, you're not there yet. You're not even at the point where you're like, all right, yeah, I think I can make this change. And that's a problem. If consciously you're saying like, oh, I'm ready to make this change. But subconsciously, deep down, you're telling yourself, I can't do that. I can't make more money. I can't lose weight. I can't go to the gym 3 times a week. Like, you keep telling yourselves you can't. And if you keep telling yourselves you can't subconsciously, right, guess what you're not going to do consciously? You're going to figure out ways to confirm what your subconscious told you. Setting unrealistic goals. A lot of y'all, I'll include myself, a lot of y'all will have very unrealistic goals of what you want to do in a year. Doc, I'm ready to go from making $20,000 a year to making $1 million a year. Let's relax a little bit. Doc, I'm ready to go from never working out to working out 7 days a week. Let's relax a little bit. Doc, I'm ready to lose 150 pounds by the end of the year. Let's relax a little bit, right? Doc, I'm ready to spend all this time with my family, but then you don't spend time with it. Like, let's relax a little bit, right? So we're setting unrealistic goals, and subconsciously we're telling ourselves they're unrealistic, even though consciously we're saying they are. When it doesn't happen, you say, oh, told you it can't happen. That's your subconscious mind saying, I told you. What are we thinking about, Barry? Of course you couldn't lose 150 pounds. Are you crazy? Right? That's what you're telling yourself, right? Accountability. A lot of you guys will not take the accountability. And because you don't have a support system, you don't have anyone to throw that accountability back on you. Any type of change has to start with you, right? When you thought about your why in November, December, you said, hey, I want to do this because of blank. But now you're not accountable to yourself, right? And you're so used to letting yourself down that you're like, all right, yep, I knew it was going to happen. On to the next year. I'll think about it next year. I'll do it next year. Right? It is what it is, right? Fear. This is an interesting aspect. How many of you are actually fearful that you'll actually succeed in your New Year's resolution? Think about this. And you might be thinking, Dr. Pierre, what do you mean? A lot of you are actually afraid to succeed in your New Year's resolutions because you know that that means, hey, life is about to change. Because of that unknown of what that means, like, you're like, I'm cool on that. I have a lot of my physician colleagues who, you know, for them, a lot of it is, you know, they want to make more money, a little bit more autonomy, those things there. And I ask them, oh, when that happens, what are you going to do? And they're silent because in their minds, they don't know. Imagine you're in a career that you love. It's not making enough money. And then you do something different, something maybe outside of that career, and it blows up. It makes a whole bunch of money. And now you got to ask yourself, all right, am I still going to do that first career that I actually love? When I lose all of this weight, am I going to look at myself the same? Am I going to be around the same people? You have to really start asking yourself these questions. And a lot of times that fear that you may succeed keeps a lot of you from not doing anything. A lot of you guys are afraid that the changes will be so great that your whole life changes, and then you are afraid of what that means. There are a lot of people who are afraid of what it means to make more money. There are a lot of people who are afraid of what it means to lose a lot of weight. There are a lot of people who are afraid of what it means to be much more physically active because you don't even know what that life is like. And that unknown is keeping you from wanting to do those things. So you're like, you know what? I'm comfortable here. A lot of y'all are comfortable. A lot of y'all are in very comfortable positions, even though you say you hate it. But it's a hate that you're comfortable with. Because you're comfortable with that type of life, whatever that life is, you're like, you know what? I wasn't going to be a superstar anyway. I wasn't going to lose all this weight anyways. I wasn't going to make all these friends anyways. I wasn't going to network in my job anyways. I wasn't going to raise myself to the point where I became the vice president. Like, I wasn't going to do all these things anyways. So I'm cool because you're comfortable in doing it. Too many goals at once. This is a big thing for a lot of my patients, right? I used to have an issue with this as well, too. I watched this one video, man. I will, if I can get a chance to put a link in the show notes, I will. Where, I forget who the person was, but essentially he said, hey, write 10 goals on a piece of paper that you want to succeed. Now look at those 10 goals. Choose the one goal that's going to change your life. Just one. You just wrote 10, but now I only want you to choose one. Once you choose that one, throw those 9 goals away and focus everything you can on the one goal. A lot of us have too many goals. We're trying to lose weight. We're trying to make more money. We're trying to spend more time with family. We're trying to vacation more. We're trying to do all these things here. Like, not to say that you can't do it. It's going to be very difficult because if one of these things falter, guess what happens? All of them in the trash. So a lot of us have too many goals at once, giving up too easily. Again, 80% of y'all give up by February. That's just a fortunate reality. 80% of y'all give up by February. 80% of y'all don't make it until the first quarter of the year to say, you know what, I'm cool on that. Those goals, those aspirations, those dreams I've had, I am cool on that. And this is the big one. This is the big one. Y'all not ready for the change. Y'all aren't actually ready to do it. And because you're not actually ready to change, for me, it's always mental. Because mentally you're not ready to change, of course you're going to have these problems where, you know, you're getting your regular checkups and your blood pressure doesn't go down, your weight doesn't go down, right? You're still on 20 different medications. You weren't ready to change in the first place. So of course, come August, come September of the following year, your blood pressure is still high, your blood sugar is still out of control, your weight is still up, right? Of course you're not working out. Of course you're not doing these things. You weren't ready to do it in the first place. You didn't have the accountability partner set up. You didn't have the support system set up when that you did have your missteps, your fails, your trips pick you up. You didn't have these things set up. And because you didn't have those things set up, you were going to fail. And then subconsciously you told yourself, you're not going to do it anyways. You're just saying that. You said that last year. If you said that last year, you're going to fail again, right? This is what's conscious of what you're telling us, right? So it's extremely important. Think about that, right? Those are some hard-hitting facts. These are things we have to be concerned about. These are the issues that gotta wake up. You gotta wake up. So what I want you to do, right, before we get out of here, I want you to think about two different scenarios. I want you to think about a scenario of, hey, you know what? What if I complete my New Year's resolution? What if I remember my why? What if I remember the why that caused me to have hiccups in the past? What if? What if that all these things kind of happen, but I still push through? And February comes and I push through. March comes, I push through. August comes, I push through. April comes, I push through. What if I do all these things here? Like, what does my life look like at the end of the year? What am I able to look back on and say, man, I remember last November around Thanksgiving time, I was telling y'all I was gonna do these things here. I did it. What does life look like? Because we have to imagine that. Now, let's think about the worst case scenario. What if everything stays the same? Think about this. What if I fail? If February comes, I crash and burn. I got to look at myself in the mirror come November of that year again and say, you're about to tell yourself you're about to do another New Year's resolution, aren't you? That is what I don't want to occur. I don't want this aspect of like, hey, it's November, it's December. I'm ready to make the change. I'm ready to do what I said I wanted to do. I don't want you to have to think about that again. That is a situation that if you're watching this show, listening to this show on the podcast, I want that scenario out of our brain. And even though it's April and you might have detoured, you might have gotten off your New Year's resolution for about a month or so, we're going to restarted again today. That's what we're going to end with today. If you're a part of my 20% who's still chugging and going, salute to you. I am your support system from afar. If you need anything, I got you. If you're part of my 80% group who's like, you know what? Tomorrow, let's get back on the train today. Let's remember our why today. More importantly, let's remember what caused us to trip. Let's remember what caused us to stumble, because we need to be able to kind of avoid the stumbling, because the stumbling is going to happen again and again and again. It keeps happening. That's why you're at the point you're at now, because I have to ask, do you really want to live healthier? Do you really want to be off all your blood pressure medications and your diabetes medications? Do you really want to eat better? Do you really want to lose weight? Do you really want to do these things? Or are you just saying it because it's cool to say it around, you know, New Year's? Do you really want to do the things that you said you wanted to do in November, December? That's all I ask. And remember, if you don't have that support system, you don't have the accountability, I'm here to help you out. So it's yours truly, Dr. Barry Pierre. I'm going to see you guys next week.
Thank you for getting to the end of the episode. I am yours truly, Dr. Barry Pierre, favorite board certified internist. Like always, remember to subscribe to the podcast, leave us a 5-star review, and more importantly, share this to at least two of the five of your friends and family members that you know that could be empowered with the words that you heard today. Again, so appreciative of all you guys' support. See you guys next week.